would it mean to be able to talk to angels? How would that change your life? Join us now on Angel Talk Tuesday as the psychic angel channelers Julie Geigel and Susan Schuler allow angels to speak directly through them, sharing messages from beyond. As you bathe in the vibrational frequency of the angels here, you will begin to open up to a stronger and clearer communication of your own. The purpose of this show is to help you awaken, expand, and remember the magnificent being that you are and the mission you came here to fulfill.
Welcome, welcome everyone. Our theme for the month is playfulness. And today's topic is I'm okay, you're okay. This is Julie Geigel, International Psychic Medium, Trans Channeler for Archangel Metatron, an awakened healer. I offer psychic medium readings and spiritual counseling over the phone and in person in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. I also teach online spiritual classes, and we have one coming up this week on the 5th, Thursday at 9 a.m. Central Standard Time. It is a free meditation. So I always host a free meditation every month, the first Thursday of the month at 9 a.m. Central Standard. And you can sign up for that over on my website at juliegeigel.com. And I also wanted to mention our class this month, which is next week, next Thursday, on the 12th, Thursday the 12th. We will be doing a special group hypnosis class, hypnotherapy, on relieving anxiety and depression. So I know there's a lot going on right now in our world, and I really think this could help many, many, many people. And when we come together in a group energy like that, it really increases the power, the healing that is occurring. It's very, very exciting. I also wanted to share with you, we do have our registration open for this amazing class that Susan and I teach together, Susan Schuler, Lightworkers Mentorship Level 2 is coming up November, I believe it's the 30th of November, after that week after Thanksgiving. And like I said, we do have registration open. We're opening up to a new group of people. If you are a little more advanced in your skills as a psychic or medium or light worker, you are welcome to join us for level 2. There's no prerequisite for that one. All right. And you can find me over on Facebook at Psychic Medium Julie. And don't forget our free gift, Manifesting Miracles, on my website at juliegeigel.com. Be sure to sign up for that, and you'll get an instant access to that audio. Okay, well, Metatron is ready to move in this morning. We're going to go ahead and ring the tincture bells to clear out any lower vibrations and create a pure sacred space for trance channeling this morning. Here we go. Welcome. I am Metatron, here in service to humanity, assisting with your ascension, assisting with your healing and your transformation. And we welcome in the Pleiadians this beautiful day. Feel their unconditional love as they increase the vibration and allow this transmission to come forth clearly and effortlessly. Allow yourself to relax in this beautiful energy that we bring, helping you to open and align with the magnificence that you are. As your ego is in the process of transformation, you will often find yourselves in the throes of fear or depression or unrest. When the ego feels threatened, it is like a child throwing a temper tantrum, digging its heels in even more, wanting its energy to be expressed at a louder level. We invite you to ground yourself now, feeling the roots growing out the bottom of your feet, growing deep, deep into Mother Earth. Feel her energy supporting you in this transformation. She is here to assist you. And as you honor and respect her, loving her, she will become your ally, your trusted true friend, and will assist you in unending ways. As some of you have seen with the natural disasters that have been occurring, you have the power and the ability to affect, to intercede with the course of human nature. So speak with her. Open your heart and ask her what she needs from you. She is in pain, as many of you are. She needs love as much as you do. Honor and respect. Form a partnership with Mother Earth, and she will bless you in unimaginable ways. Mother Earth is a beautiful ally. As you transcend and transform your ego, because she assists you in grounding your human energy. As we have discussed many times before, being in nature is one of the most grounding things you can do for your human body. And being present. And, of course, gratitude. These three things combined will help you to move through the temper tantrums of the ego, will help you to stay rooted and grounded in your power, in your magnificence. Are here to confirm that you are okay. There is nothing broken. There is nothing that needs fixing or changing or undoing or redoing. You were dropped on this planet with everything that you need to navigate the stormy seas of the world. As you dig deeper into who you are, aligning with your higher self and the wisdom of your soul, you will begin to shift your perception of your reality. You will come to a knowing, an understanding. That everything is happening perfectly, divinely. No one is actually getting hurt. No one is actually being harmed. This earth is all an illusion. It is simply a dream. And when you let go of your attachments to judging everything as good and bad, you will move into the flow of the perfection of the universe. We invite you to move into your heart now. Open up to the wisdom of these words. Open up to the idea of the illusion of this reality and surrender. Surrender your fears. Surrender your confusion. Surrender your pain to God, to your spiritual counsel, to Mother Earth, and allow them to cradle you in their arms. And feel safe, secure, confident, expansive. Rise up within this energy and be the change the planet needs at this time. You are one with all that is beyond this time and space. Be patient with yourself, with your ego. Be gentle as this emotional roller coaster moves up and down and eventually into all that is the truth of your existence. I am Metatron, and I have spoken here this day. Stay tuned for our beautiful discussion with Susan Schuler.
The future of internet radio is here. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Change and growth are part of natural life and also part of your spiritual life. Everyone needs support and guidance, especially during life passages. Upgrade yourself with the Om Times Experts program. With Om Times Experts, you have access to the best intuitive coaches, spiritual teachers, counselors, astrologists, and oracles. Our team was carefully selected so you can trust. Find out more at experts.omtimes.com.
Do you need help with relationships, romance, or career? I'm a triple-tested, accurate, and ethical psychic medium and spiritual counselor. Simply click on my Call Me Now button at juliegeigel.com.
Mediumship readings offer much closure and healing. This is Susan Schuler. Let me connect you to your loved ones on the other side. Schedule an appointment at mediumsusan.com.
And we are the Psychic Angel Channelers from Angel Talk Tuesday, hosted every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Eastern on ohmtimesradio.com.
Hi, I'm Kelly Fox, host and astrologer of The Astrology Show. Each week, I'll give you access to the current transits, which are a valuable tool that provide astrological information to help unlock the potential each of us has. Understanding the stars can help steer us in the right direction to make better informed choices. So if you're wondering what's going to happen in your week ahead, be sure to tune in to The Astrology Show for guidance, Mondays at 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
Well, I finally did it. I opened a 401k.
What? Why? Just wait for the inheritance. We've definitely got a rich uncle somewhere. We're one call away from the winner's circle at the Derby, dinners with multiple forks, a vacation home in the country, using summer as a verb.
You don't actually think that, do you?
When it comes to financial stability, don't get left behind. Get tools and tips for saving at feedthepig.org. This message brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. This is Julie Geigel with Angel Talk Tuesday, and we have our beautiful co-host, Susan Schuler. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning, Julie. How are you?
I am just sparkling.
I like that.
Wow. I tell you, I can really feel a shift here with the channeling this morning, and I'm so excited to be checking out our new venue here. We're sad to move from Ohm Times. It's just been so much fun. 2 years. I can't believe we've been on Ohm Times 2 years. Susan had our 1 year anniversary with us last month. Wow, Susan, a whole year, 52 shows.
Yikes. Okay, time's going way too fast.
I know, definitely. So beginning October 24th, we're going to use a new venue. We're going to host with Zoom. And we're going to be incorporating some Facebook Live along with that. Now, Susan, I was meditating this morning with Metatron, and I am not quite sure how comfortable I am doing a live Facebook Live channeling with Metatron. And I know we talked about, you know, popping in pictures so people wouldn't be watching me channel live. But Metatron also had given me a thought that we might want to do like a special once a month where you have to come over to Zoom and you can watch me channel live.
Ooh, I like that.
Do you like that?
Yeah, I do like that.
Oh, thank you, Chris. Thank you. We will take the caller in just a couple minutes here. But yeah. And then what I was seeing during our my meditation this morning with Metatron was that people can watch me channel live over there. And also, like we do for the mentorship program, people can ask questions to Metatron.
That's lovely. And you know, Julie, that's interesting. I think it's really cool that people get to watch you channel, because like I told you the first time that we did it in class and you asked everybody to shut their eyes and I didn't follow directions and decided to watch you instead. I found that, like I said, it's like, I mean, you have your own experience channeling, but most of us have never seen anybody actually channel. So like when you move your hands around, when I'm curious. So I think I can't be the only one that's curious. So I love that idea.
Yeah, and it's so funny that you should say that, because last week when we made that final decision to switch venues, I had some gal friend me on Facebook, and then she said, you know, I wish I was closer in Wisconsin, And I said, you know, why is that? Because everything I do is over the phone or online. And she's like, well, I would love to watch you channel sometime. All that snapping and clapping. I would love to see what that looks like. And I mean, I'm telling you, Susan, that was definitely a sign that that's the direction Metatron wants us to move into.
I absolutely agree with you. Yeah, that just feels right.
Well, thank you. Thank you for sharing that. I really appreciate your feedback. All right. We will take a caller in just a few minutes here, but we're going to spend about 5 minutes with some wrap up with Metatron's channeling. Susan, any thoughts on the messages that came in today?
Well, whenever you begin or he begins with inviting, or I should say acknowledging the fact that the Pleiadians are near, it's such a lovely shift because they just have the best energy. And each channel's different, but there's just a special softness that goes with the Pleiadians. And when you talked about the unconditional love that the Pleiadians offer us, because this whole topic today is about judgments, my initial thought was like, wow, if we could only have that kind of unconditional love for ourselves. But then I thought it was really great the way that he kind of went on talking about how you can do that. But the thing that I hadn't really thought about was talking about how our ego is in the midst of certain levels of transformation. Now, I know that we talk about like we're on spiritual transformation levels at this point, but I just never really thought about my ego is evolving. You know what I mean? Up until you actually said those words. So, you know, and we have talked about like the ego being that little bratty child and how grounding ourselves. But do you have any insight that you could give just talking about the ego transforming right now? I mean, like I said, that was a new one to me.
Yeah. And I know we've talked about that. Maybe it was prior to your BC, before you joined us here on Angel Talk. But yeah, it's because, you know, they always say we need the ego. That's a component of being human. And without the ego, we'd just be off in la-la land all the time. the ego helps us stay grounded in the physical body. But the big thing with the ego is that it is transforming. It's almost like that child growing up. It doesn't have to be the bratty child. It doesn't have to be controlling. It doesn't have to always be negative. It doesn't always have to have its way. And so it's almost that, you know, not only are we remembering who we are as a spiritual being, who we are as a soul and as a spirit, but we're also, that ego's growing up.
That's beautiful.
It is growing up and becoming an adult. And as an adult, you know, it continues to help us stay grounded, but it's not this fiery temper tantrum, you know, if I don't get my way, I'm going to make your life miserable energy.
And that's fine by me. I'm ready for that change.
No kidding. And I love how you mentioned the energy with the Pleiadians, because I absolutely feel that too. That whenever, and they've been here with us for a couple months now, Metatron always, you know, stops and says, you know, let's acknowledge the Pleiadian here, the Pleiadians that are here with us. And I feel that energy come in and they're, because Metatron himself is a very, quite a taskmaster and kind of rigid and strict. He reminds me of a father, you know, walk that line. But he's very loving and, you know, he never pushes or overwhelms. But yeah, he does have a completely different energy than the angels. So when the Pleiadians come in, and the Pleiadian energy is not quite like Mother Mary, but very, very similar, where they're very powerful and they're very tall and, you know, no nonsense, but they are also this just force of love and peace, and everything's going to be okay. There's no chaos. It's all divine.
Yeah, I really enjoy that feeling of the pure love and the unconditional love. And like having grown up Christian, where we always talked about God being so unconditional loving, and it's going back to the judgments. I realize as I'm thinking about, you know, today's channel that you did and what I'm about to do, it's we have so many judgments about everything.
Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely.
It's most like we look definitely. At food, we judge it. We look at people. It's just crazy.
And that's part of this new earth energy, is to shift out of that constantly incessant judgment of good and bad. Nothing is good or bad. It all just is what it is. And sometimes, you know, understanding that this is just an illusion, that nobody really is getting harmed or hurt, that there's a divine plan with all of everything that's unfolding. And when we complete this process here on this planet, we'll go into another process, and we're just continually evolving and expanding. So that helps me shift out of some of these emotional, oh my gosh, that is so horrid, into that peace of just beaming love and light. It's just love and light. Because jumping in the rabbit hole with horrid doesn't help anybody.
Right.
Staying grounded with Mother Earth is what we need right now. All right. Well, let's take our caller here. We're excited to have Helen join us this morning from Maryland. Good morning, Helen.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, we're just lovely this morning. How are you?
I'm fine.
Awesome. Awesome. Did you have a question this morning or a comment about our channeling?
Well, the question I want to know is what messages do I need to know for the month of October regarding my life or the people in my life?
Okay, and I'm going to have to turn my volume up a little bit. I'm having a hard time hearing you. Helen, you want to know if there are any messages coming in for you right now regarding your life for the month of October?
Yes, and the people in my life.
And the people in your life. Okay. Well, I just pulled a card for you from the healing deck, and the card that comes up is ideas and inspiration. So what I am seeing for you for the month of October, this is kind of your theme. So you're being downloaded with all kinds of ideas, inspiration, thoughts of things that to do, action to take. And this is really a time of birth. Of birthing some of these exciting ideas that are coming through for you. Any thoughts, Susan?
You know, Helen, to me it feels like there's a theme of patience going on, and it feels like patience with yourself and patience with the other people who are in your life. Although they may do things differently than you, it may not imply that they're wrong, just different. So I do feel like there's like a new level of just kind of more awareness and embracing the need to be patient and learning to be patient. Do you understand that, Helen?
Yes.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Helen, for joining us here this morning. We appreciate your support.
Thank you. Bye.
Goodbye. Bye-bye. All right. Well, we will be back in a few moments with more of Angel Talk Tuesday here on Om Times Radio. We are live every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Eastern Time, and we are taking callers at 1-202-570-7057. Stay tuned for Susan with inspiring words on our topic today.
The cutting edge of conscious radio, Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of Om Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of Om Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Would you like to speak to an archangel? Hi, I'm Julie Geigel, Trans Channel for Archangel Metatron. Book your session now and get the clarity and insight you need to make this your best year yet.
Past life readings promote understanding about current life situations. This is psychic medium Susan Schuler. Let me help you gain insight. Book an appointment today at mediumsusan.com.
And we are the Psychic Angel Channelers from Angel Talk Tuesday, hosted every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Eastern on OhmTimesRadio.com.
Tune in to the Practical Intuitive Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World with me, host Robin Fritz, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern. I'll cover personal and business intuition, animal communication, mediumship, space clearing, past life regression, shamanic insights, energy healing, soul choice, and more, all to help you tap your own intuitive and healing skills. No ifs, ands, or buts.
Today, my new dad and I shot off a rocket in the park.
Today, my new son and I failed to shoot off a rocket.
The rocket launched into the air.
And then crashed into the pond.
I'll never forget that day.
I'll never forget that day. Even if I tried.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of kids in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Angel Talk Tuesday. This is Susan Schuler. We hope you enjoyed Julie's beautiful channel from the Very Wise Metatron, as well as our discussion. As a channeler, I work with a team of guides from the Akashic Records, of whom Jacob is the master teacher and leader of this group. The Akashic Records are where I gain much information during my past life and psychic readings. As a professional psychic medium based in the Los Angeles area, I do readings for clients in person and on the phone and with Skype all over the world. I do frequent mediumship and psychic demonstrations around Los Angeles and New York State. My next big demonstration will be with the Arthur Findlay College tutor from the United Kingdom, Chris Drew, on Saturday, October 21st in Orange County. The lovely Lori Walker will be joining us as well. Tickets for this Power of Three evening of mediumship are $35 and may be purchased online at the number 3power.eventbrite.com. And Chris will also be doing an event in San Diego with James Van Prague on October 24th, so I feel very blessed to be working once again with this very accurate and entertaining man. For more information about these events, you can email me at mediumsusan@icloud.com. And aside from private readings and demonstrations, I also teach classes and hold small development circles in Santa Monica and online. And as Julie mentioned, we are very excited about our online Lightworkers Mentorship Program. And this is an ongoing four-month training where we teach about psychic development, mediumship, connecting to spirit guides and angels. And our Level 2 course does begin at the end of November, as Julie mentioned. All the details for any of this information may be found at my website at mediumsusan.com or on my Facebook page at Susan Schuler Psychic Medium. And don't forget, we are still accepting calls. If you have a question you'd like to ask or actually get a little mini psychic mini reading, the phone number is 202-570-7057. And we always look forward to taking your calls. Today, I am not going to channel, but rather I've decided to give an inspired talk on the topic of judgments. I feel Jacob believes this is kind of an excellent topic for me to try my hand at doing inspired speaking, because much like others, I am usually all encompassed with self-judgments, and I know these keep me from embracing my true bliss and potential. So it just seemed like I will practice what I preach today and try my hand at this. So it differs a little bit, actually differs a lot from channeling, where when I channel, I just sort of surrender myself and allow Jacob to step forward. With this, I'm just opening up and I will keep myself, but I will also ask for inspiration about what I speak and the way that I speak. And as Julie was mentioning, our topic is today that I am okay and you're okay. And for anybody who's unaware of this, I'm Okay, You're Okay was actually a book that was written, I believe, in the latter part of the 60s by a gentleman named Thomas Harris. And it talks about why we judge and how we're raised to judge, and how most people have this philosophy of I'm not okay and you're okay. So we tend to look at ourselves as like there's something wrong with us, but yet we look at other people and we're like, well, they got it together. They look like they're doing fine. And a lot of this just simply isn't true. So to look back, as Julie and I were talking about earlier during our discussion part of her channel, judgments can really be a form of poison. It's like a poison for yourself, a poison for others. And much like racism, judgments learned behavior. And most of us start at very early ages. I mean, if you think about the two main words we learn when we're little children, it's yes and no. No, don't do that. No. Anybody that's ever been a parent, I think a lot of the times you find yourself saying no a lot. So when you look at why so many of us have issues with self-acceptance, it does start with our families. And not that that's bad. It's just that this is where it kind of stems from, is how other people, or I should say more importantly, what we believe other people think about us. And for anybody that's ever done any studying on the topic, we have certain agreements. You're a good girl if you do this, you're a bad boy if you do that. So this is just really early on. We get this from our family, we get this from our churches, we get this from our schools. So this is really ingrained at a really early age in the life of children. So for us to try to break these on our own, it's really challenging to do. And that's why with Julie, when she talked about different things, kind of tapping into Mother Earth to be able to ground yourself, to get away from the ego. These are all excellent ideas on trying to get away from these these ideas that are beaten in. And that sounds so negative, but you get what I mean, at a very early age. Look at TV and media. That's another way that we get these ideas. I remember doing a meditation not too long ago, and we were in meditation probably 60 minutes, and the person who was leading the meditation said, if your mind starts to wander, simply say to yourself as a mantra, I am. And I was like, oh, great idea. So a little bit through it, I'm like, I am. And I immediately started saying, I am this, I am that. So it was like, I am skinny, I am happy, I am. So it's like, even as I'm in this meditation, I'm still trying to give myself, you know, I am, where it's just really challenging for our egos to just say, I am. Even when we look at, you know, how other people, and I don't know if any of you have read the Four Agreements, but if you're trying to deal with ways to sort of not judge yourself, not judge others, the Four Agreements is an awesome book. And I would highly suggest reading it. I know we have talked about before on the show the quote, and I wish I could say I knew who said this. I've heard James Van Prague say this, but I don't think he's the originator of it. But just the saying of what other people say about me is none of my business. Very often we take what other people say about us as truth, and I'm not quite sure why we give them more validity. You know, well, he said this or she said that, or they think I'm this type of a person. So we're allowing ourselves to judge just by what we think other people think about us. So what are some great ways that you might use to avoid self-judging? I love it in the Four Agreements when he talks about always doing your best, not overanalyzing. And as Julie was talking about, you know, the three simple things that she was saying is just grounding with Mother Earth. We didn't even talk about that in the discussion. Maybe we'll have time in the next section. We're just about grounding with Mother Earth, being present, and then being grateful. these are all awesome ways to help make sure that we're not judging ourselves. And then when you look at ways that we judge others, I mean, so much of it does go back to your ego. And if Julie is right, which it seems to me like she is when she's talking about the ego is growing up as it's transforming, so then we don't necessarily need to judge others in the way, because it's our ego's way of trying to feel safe. Like you're always in this weird competition with people, and it's not needed. Okay, we're not competing. I think Jacob said in the past that this, we're not rats and this isn't a race. Really true. Because if you're not feeling that way, you're also not feeling the need to be competitive. Think about school. Think about when you're a kid. I mean, you label everybody. It's like we see so many coming of age movies because everybody understands what it was like to be the geek or the nerd or the show, you know, the kid that's in band. It's like we've just got these sort of labels. But instead of looking at all the differences that we have when we are judging, to instead like not focus on the ego, focus more like what Julie had said when Metatron was speaking, from the heart and from the soul and from love. And therefore, when you're coming from love, you're not coming from a place of judgment. You're coming from a place of understanding, acceptance. And even that unconditional love that the Pleiadians brought through before. So these are the things that we want to really embrace and focus on, not the fact that, oh, yeah, my ego feels really good when I'm, you know, looking at this person and saying, that's what's wrong with them, that's what's wrong with them. And even if you look at what it says in the Bible about we're so busy, you know, judging that we miss the log in our own eye. You know, so I mean, we've all got, you know, good and bad things going on, and we all know we're unique. But I still think that we tend to look at, like I said in the very beginning, like we look at other people like I'm not okay and you are okay. You know, so we're thinking something's wrong with us when in reality that's not the case. And remember too, for those of you that are living who are from the United States, or I should say living in the United States, we focus on competition. I mean, that's what capitalism is all about. So it's really ingrained in us. And so when you go back to having kind of a live and let live attitude, everything shifts. There is that childlike innocence and acceptance that we can have because it's not laden with just judgment. It's like, you know, I'm okay. I'm not going to judge you. I'm going to kind of disconnect from that voice in my head. I'm going to embrace the fact that we have these similarities. And gosh, I hope that we stop being offended. All that we have to do is look on Facebook at any given day, and you'll see person after person who's being offended because their judgments disagree with other people's judgments. So, and I mean, if you have the live and let live, you wouldn't see things like with what just happened in Las Vegas. People would be more focused on love. And if you look at little kids, I mean, racism and things like that, that's taught. That's learned behavior. So if we can learn that, we can also unlearn that. And so the teacher in me is giving everyone who's listening to this today the assignment about really trying to tap more into your heart center, your soul center, embracing the fact that that little ego needs to grow up. And maybe it's in middle school now, maybe it's in high school, maybe it's getting ready for college graduation. But embrace more into that so you can reconnect into the similarities and stop being offended. Because when we get offended, that is your ego. Like, how could you do that? How dare you do that? Why do you think that of me? You know, that's not true. And I know, and I'm probably Julie would agree with me, when I do readings, most of the times I'm dealing with people who feel offended about certain things. So it's really important that we learn to step away from that and focus into love. So this was Susan Schuler, and please stay tuned for the last segment of the show where we will be discussing today's discussion that I just did. So thank you for listening.
Bringing a more conscious lifestyle to your world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Are you a light worker? Would you like to become a light worker? Hi, I'm Julie Geigel, and I've partnered with my co-host from Angel Talk Tuesday, the gifted and talented Susan Schuler, to bring you an exciting new online event.
As former public school educators, Julie and I are now spiritual teachers. We've teamed up together to offer an exciting new mentorship program to help spiritual seekers align with their gifts to serve humanity.
This is an ongoing program that runs in 4-month segments. Go to juliegeigel.com to watch a sneak preview and learn more.
Looking for inspiration?
Want to be inspired?
Not sure where to go?
Find Mark and Kim every Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern on Inspired Living.
Topics will elevate consciousness and range from metaphysics to the human and social experience in all things spiritual.
Welcome to an inspired community that offers support, encouragement, and new ways of thinking. You are the inspired and the inspiration.
When is the best time to talk to your family about staying in touch during a disaster? When floodwaters reach your door? When wildfires are engulfing the edge of your neighborhood? Or an earthquake is destroying buildings? Or is the best time perhaps today? During a disaster, you may not be able to stay in touch with your family or friends as easily as you think. Go to ready.gov/communicate and make your emergency plan today. Don't wait. Communicate. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. This is Julie Geigel. Thank you for listening to Angel Talk Tuesday, hosted every Tuesday here on Om Times Radio until the 24th. Then we will be moving over to a new platform called Zoom, and we'll be doing that in conjunction with Facebook Live. So you will have an opportunity to watch me channel live Archangel Metatron and engage directly. We'll be taking live questions and engaging directly with our audience. So you can tune in on your laptop or dial in and listen on your telephone to the whole show. All right, so we are going to take a few minutes to talk about some of the beautiful messages that Susan brought forth during her inspired speaking. We have our lovely Susan Schuler here with us. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning, Julie.
Wow, that was exciting. I know the first time I just talked on did the Facebook Live with Liani, it was like, wow, it's a lot harder to fill up time than I thought it would be. But as teachers, you pop into that role, that flow really quickly and easily. I thought you did an awesome job.
Thank you.
Yeah. So just a few of my favorite points here. One of my favorite books is that Four Agreements, and I do believe he's got a new one out called Five Agreements. He added a fifth one. I can't remember what the fifth one was, but I do remember he added one because it was like, oh, okay, he added one. We'll have to Google that. What's the fifth agreement?
Actually, I'm just Googling that right now.
let us know here. Awesome book, I'm telling you, totally life-changing. One of my favorite points in his book was, like you mentioned, don't take things personally. I mean, we create these little stories in our head about things that don't even exist because of something somebody said or something somebody did. And our ego kicks in, and all of a sudden it's running off into Never Never Land with all of these crazy stories. And when we just take the time to sit down and be honest with the other person and be like, you know, when you canceled lunch the other day, I thought maybe I had pissed you off. And they're like, oh my gosh, are you kidding me? Absolutely not. This happened, and I couldn't make it at the last minute. So that is so important, because I think that 90% of the drama that we create in our lives is about taking things personally. and allowing those stories, that ego to create those stories in our mind, and believing those thoughts in our head. I mean, how many times does Eckhart say, don't believe the thoughts in your head? The thoughts in your head are not who you are.
Yeah, that's so true. That's it's such a challenge to actually like wrap your head around that. I mean, I knew that cognitively for years before I actually knew that.
Absolutely, absolutely. And Byron Katie's another one of my favorite top 10 spiritual teachers. And her very first, because she's got a whole process called The Work, and her very first question is always, is that true? Mm-hmm. And that brings us into what Metatron said, that this is all an illusion. And, you know, A Course in Miracles states that as well, that this reality that we have created is very real to us, but it's a dream. Ultimately, it's a dream. And just as in our dream, when we go to sleep at night and, you know, scary things happen in our dream, they're not real. Nobody's getting hurt. Nobody's being harmed. That these are just experiences that are unfolding for our own evolution, for the evolution of the planet, of the soul, of the spirit, which for me, I can find comforting, and it helps me disconnect from the drama of the ego.
Yeah, and disconnect is the key word there. I'm just going to interject here for a second, because the fifth agreement is be skeptical, but learn to listen.
Oh, that's
interesting. It says be skeptical because most of what you hear isn't true, which goes right back to what you were just discussing.
Oh, that's okay. Now I understand it, because at first it was like, that's interesting.
But going back to what you were just talking about, you know, with the ego and this being, you know, it is a dream within a dream, however you want to look at it. A while ago, you had mentioned that book, The 5-Second Rule. Do you remember the one that you had talked about, that Sonia, the woman who was the creator of the Grey's Anatomy?
Oh,
sound familiar? Okay.
Yes.
Well, to me, it's like when you realize that this world is a dream and it's an illusion, a matrix, however you want to look at it. And then when you put together the 5-second rule, which just is like anytime you think about doing something, you just go 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go. Because after you had mentioned that, I bought the book and I read it. And you're so much braver. You know what I mean? You don't second guess yourself. You don't need to understand how everything's going to play out perfectly, because you're just like, okay, yeah, I can do that. Yeah, I'll try that. Yeah, I'm going for that. Because you're not allowing your ego to be that judgmental. Oh, no, you can't do that. You're not smart enough for that. Oh, who do you think you are? Which we just do all the time. I mean, like I said, that's the way it's kind of ingrained in us. So yeah, I just wanted to mention that the 5-second rule, that to me is working very, very well.
Well, and that's Shonda Rhimes, I think, is who you're referencing. And yeah, you must have heard that from someone else, but I do remember talking about Shonda. I thought her book was called The Year of Yes, but maybe
no. How did it go? It was the, you know, maybe you're right. Maybe I'm mixing up things, but I'm talking, I swore we brought up the 5-second rule. And I think she read the 5-second rule, and that's when she changed her life.
Okay, yeah, because I remember talking about Shonda and how she always said no to everything. And that's kind of where I've been for the last probably 5 years, because I love working out of my home, but I've become a bit of a hermit. And I say no to everything. And she just talked about how she always, that was her instant reaction was no to everything. And that ego of, you know, not wanting to make the commitment, or not thinking she could, or not thinking that she would be everything that they thought she was going to be. And then she just decided that this was going to be her year of yes. And for 1 year, 12 months, anything that she was invited to do, anything that came across her desk, she said yes, instead of instantly saying no. And it completely changed her life. Now, I thought about trying that, and then all of a sudden I had a couple things come across my desk, and it was like, I really didn't want to do them.
Oh, that's funny.
So, but then, I love but maybe that 5 second rule. That's a good
yeah. The
idea.
5 second, and that's exactly what you said. It's just it forces you to motivate, and it's like you don't have time because what she says is your ego is going to talk you out of things because there's all those judgments. Yeah, you know, and so it's like you just kind of like with the things that we're doing right now, I'm like, you can see I'm technologically not the most savvy person in the world, but it's like I can figure this out. I, you know, I've got master's degrees. I'm not a dummy. But but in the same sense, it's like this is new.
Oh, my gosh. So funny. Another point that you talked about that I just wanted to mention, too, is the, you know, focus on your heart. And I know Metatron talked about that too, because when we can stand in love, that's really, love is our superpower, really, really. Everything else will fall into place when we can stay grounded in love and grounded in our truth and not jump down that rabbit hole in that storm of chaos and loss of control. And so we, you also talked about that's your assignment. And I know as a teacher, I love assignments. Your assignment is to tap into that heart center, the soul center, and embrace these truths and stop being offended. Stop taking everything so personally. Stop it. And I think that falls in line with the surrender. Surrender to the perfection of the universe.
Yeah, and the universe is perfect. And everything, I mean, and that's why I just love what Metatron was talking about, Mother Earth, and loving your Mother Earth and embracing her.
Yes, most definitely. All right, well, we're going to do a quick after show over in our break room. Over on our Angel Talk Tuesday break room. So join us over there right now where Susan and I are going to do a quick Facebook Live and say hello to everyone. Thank you for taking the time out of your day to join us here. Remember, archives are posted 24 hours after the live show airs on ohmtimesradio.com. Remember, you have a plethora of angels uplifting, inspiring, and enfolding you in God's love every day. Until next time, this is a Psychic Angel Challenge. Julie Geiger.